Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Army on this last Sunday of 2017. It's good to see so many of you here on this Sunday between Christmas and New Year. I hope you had a lovely Christmas and hope you're eagerly looking forward to all that the New Year brings. Because of the way the Salvation Army calendar often works, next Sunday is our Vision and Commitment Sunday in the Territory. And so that does mean that a Sunday that the rest of the church celebrates as Epiphany, we tend to be doing other things. So today, I wanted to look at the wise men, because they have an important part in our Christmas story. And so today, I take my theme, the gifts that they would bring. You'll know that over Christmas, the Christmas season, we've been looking at the various gifts of Advent. We remember the gift of joy from Mary in the Magnificat, the gift of light that the angels brought as they appeared. We remembered last week the shepherds, the gift that they brought themselves. And today we look at the gift of the wise men. This time of year, as we come to New Year's Eve, I'm always grateful that it means the end of certain things appearing on the television. And that's Christmas adverts. Christmas adverts seem to have been with us for months. And it seems to be a competition now, doesn't it? Between every leading supermarket or departmental store to come up with not just an advert, but a story in an advert. And actually, they're pulling at your heartstrings in order to try and get you into their shops. John Lewis captured the idea of a snowman on a journey, and it was a difficult journey just to provide a set of gloves, a scarf, and a hat for the lady snowman that had been built alongside him. It captured my attention because it talked about the difficulty of a journey. And actually, when you think of the whole Christmas season, it's all about difficult journeys. We've looked at Mary and Joseph. We've looked at the shepherds. Well, this morning we consider the journey made by the Magi. We often wait until Epiphany to talk about the Magi, because that's the point that celebrates when they arrive to worship the newborn baby Jesus. And today, I want us to think not so much about their arriving, but actually their journeying. We know of their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And yet this morning I want us to consider another one of their Advent gifts that they would bring. So who were these men? Why did they journey from their homes? Why did they leave their country of origin? Why did they actually bring their particular gift? Only the Gospel of Matthew mentions them. We're not told their number. We're not told their names. We're not told their means of transportation to Bethlehem, or the specific country or countries from which they came. Historically, the Magi of the East were wise men who gave counsel to kings. They were pagan astrologers. They were involved in various occult practices, including sorcery. They weren't kings. The Magi were trained to be diligent observers and to keep meticulous records of everything that they observed. These men were men with an eye for detail. They were conscious of any sensitive patterns and anomalies that arose in the data that they were continually collecting. Really, they were statisticians. The Magi, like most people of their time, didn't question the existence of a god. The issue was more, which god did they actually believe in? The Magi were people who looked for order and for purpose in everything. And their knowledge of the Old Testament gave them the clues that they needed to conclude that the Messiah had actually been born in Israel. But there was only one way that they could confirm their findings. They had to take the long journey to Jerusalem. And this morning, what is the gift, the unspoken gift, that I want us to think of? The unspoken gift that the Magi brought to Bethlehem was the gift of faith, the gift of belief. The Magi had to journey by, in, and with faith in a child Messiah king. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made the journey. If they had no faith in what they'd observed, in what they'd read, to make that journey, they wouldn't have done it. And in fact, the Magi were the first to believe in Jesus as the Messiah. And so their journey in search of Jesus was not one of curiosity, but instead it was one of hope. Mother Mary, they bowed down and worshipped him. I can imagine the scene, gazing into Jesus' eyes. They realized that he was the one they'd been looking for. What the stars had announced, what the prophets had proclaimed, had now become very real indeed. Actually, when you think about it, what was the Magi's journey? The Magi's journey was from a pagan origin to Christian belief. And in a way, isn't that every believer's path? Aren't the Magi just leading the way for everybody who would come afterwards? From pagan origin to Christian belief. And so this morning, the gift to us that they bring is a gift of faith and belief. I hope you received all the gifts you were looking for a few days ago. I read this article in a newspaper in the lead up to Christmas. It was written by a lady who was bemoaning the fact that gifts aren't always what she was hoping for. And she wrote this about her Christmases past. The box was huge and very heavy. I'd left my husband's Christmas present to me to the very end, convinced that I was leaving the best till last. It was beautifully wrapped, and whatever lurked inside it was bound to be fantastic. We'd only been married a couple of years, after all, romance was, so I thought, still in the air. I ripped into the present. Was that an H on the box? How exciting! And then an O, Hollister, Hobbs. But wait a minute, as I tore the paper off, Hoover! Needless to say, this turbocharged four-wheel machine really sucked. And yes, I did let him know what it was, not exactly the Christmas gift that I'd dreamed about. Not unless he'd stashed the diamond necklace and the Jo Malone scented candle in the dust bag. Yet despite that harsh lesson in what not to buy, my husband didn't learn in years to follow. I received a multi-pocketed leatherette handbag, which was identical to the one he'd bought for his sister. A festive fail that only women get and most blokes cannot see the problem with. Then there was the year of the pink fluffy sweater, which made me look like a giant angry marshmallow set to explode. Oh, and then there was the particularly memorable HDMI cable for the television. Oh, how we chuckled over that one as we ate Christmas dinner in separate rooms. I can't not mention the warehouse-sized box containing a dozen tins of Quality Street bought from a car boot sale, borderline out of date, and not exactly the greatest gift for someone who'd spent half our life at slimming clubs and at the gym. I've now learned to keep my Christmas expectations set to minimal, and to be fair, this year we actually really do need a Hoover. This was her gripes in a newspaper article about her husband and his sorry attempt at choosing Christmas gifts. But as I mentioned earlier, when it came to picking their gifts, the Magi actually chose their gifts in faith. And their three gifts: gold to honour a king, frankincense, a priestly offering to the divine, and myrrh, an expensive perfume to anoint in death. They were carefully chosen gifts. They weren't just some hurried running into the shop and choosing them off the shelf. And these were very practical gifts for a family that would soon have to go into exile, soon have to flee into Egypt, because they were easy to transport. They were rich in value for resale or for barter. But most importantly, they were a sign of encouragement to a homeless family with a young child that God was with them on their journey. They were symbolic gifts pointing to the multiple roles that the Messiah would have. He would be a priest. He would be a prophet. He would be a king. And they were gifts that would show the ultimate sacrifice he would make on our behalf. You know, the Magi were purposeful about their gifts, as well as using them as an expression of faith in the newborn Messiah. For these guys, nothing stopped them on their journey. Not the distance, not an evil king, not the humble home of this child king. Because these were men with purpose and passion. And they were on a journey of faith, and just like the shepherds who visited Jesus, the Magi would also go on to tell what they had seen. I can't help but think after their long journey, it was inevitable that their community would want to ask them when they got home, "So what did you see? What did you hear? Where did the star lead you to?" But more importantly, hopefully they were asked the question about the truth that they'd seen, the Messiah King, that would change them forever. You know, because of their journey, they would have to tell their story of worship from pagan origins to Christian belief. For the Magi, their journey began as a fact-finding tour and ended with a personal encounter with the Saviour of the world. And they would never be the same again. At this time of Advent, of Epiphany, the Magi brought the beautiful gift of faith and belief. And this morning I invite you to bring the same gift to the Messiah King. Matthew said, "When the wise men went into the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother, they knelt down and worshipped him. They took out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and gave them to him." And you know, this Epiphany celebration should be one of those great aha moments when we can see things differently. The wise men found what they were looking for. Wasn't in the place that they first looked, don't forget. They first went to Jerusalem. And instead they had to open their minds a little bit beyond that and continue and go on a different way. And I've got one simple question to ask you. As you continue your journey of faith into 2018, what new habits will sustain you as you continue to walk the way and live the life of Jesus? What new habits will sustain you as you continue to walk the way and live the life of Jesus into 2018? Are you planning on having any new habits? Are you planning on embarking on a journey of faith and belief into a new year, like these wise men from the East? I hope so. And as we come to the end of our meeting this morning, we're going to have adoration. A chorus carol in any way, but a simple chorus of adoration. A chorus that we can use for our journey of faith and belief. As we think about sustaining our journey each and every day, may this simple chorus of adoration remind us of what it's all about. Jesus, who is name above all names, who is our beautiful Saviour, who, as a result of Advent, is God with us. Will you make the journey of faith and belief today and into a new year? Sing with me. Thanks, John.
Jesus, name of all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed be.
Let's pray together. Let's close our eyes. Lord Jesus, today we pray for grace to continue our journey of faith and belief. We pray for your grace to help us find out more and more about God in Jesus. And on the days when we believe that we've got faith all sewn up and we know what it's all about, Lord, on those days, open our eyes and our minds, Lord, to new things. On the days when we think we've arrived and we can settle down, on that journey of faith, Lord, open our eyes and our minds. On the days when we stifle our questions, when we stop inquiring, when we stop exploring, open our eyes, Lord, and our minds, and keep us searching, and keep us following the light as we, like the Magi, journey on. Amen. And amen. Today is the end of a new year, the last day of 2017, but the journey of faith and belief continues. And we need to set our minds and our hearts in the power of the spirits to continue that journey of faith and belief. And may the Lord keep us all searching. And may he always keep us with new habits that will sustain the journey that we have. Because that's the only way we discover him more. That's the only way we make him Lord of our lives. This Advent season, we've looked at gifts of Advent. We've looked at the gift of joy. We've looked at the gift of light. We've looked at the gift of ourselves. And we've looked at the gift of faith and belief. And each of those are gifts that we take into a new year as we journey on in our faith and continue that journey of faith. But we go into that journey of faith, into a new year, with Christ with us. And so may the grace of Christ our Saviour and the Father's boundless love, with the Holy Spirit's favour, rest upon us from above. So may we remain in union with each other and the Lord, and possess in sweet communion joys which earth cannot afford. Amen. God bless you. Have a good new year, and we look forward to seeing you in 2018.